From the News Center, a news focus.
North Central Pennsylvania has added 70 miles of new roads that are open to all-terrain vehicles connecting the existing Potter and Tioga Trails. The State Department of Conservation and Natural Resources says the pilot program launched this month and runs through September 26th. It's opening up state forest roads, snowmobile trails, and PennDOT roads previously not designated for ATVs in response to growing demand in the state for riding opportunities. DCNR's Wesley Robinson said the program makes longer rides more accessible.
There are a lot of people who have ATVs and might have to travel several hours to use them legally. That was the big reason behind this. There's just a high level of interest in folks wanting to ride ATVs.
DCNR acknowledges the environmental and noise concerns that accompany ATV use, and Robinson said during the pilot, they're conducting environmental monitoring to gauge the impact. Sarah Corcoran of the Sierra Club's Pennsylvania chapter said she hopes the agency examines the effects of illegal riding that could occur.
It's going to be tough for folks to not be on those trails after the pilot's over. I want to know what their enforcement practices are going to be during the pilot program to make sure that folks are only riding where they're allowed to be riding.
Henry Sorgan, who heads up the Central Mountains ATV Association in Clinton County, thinks improving access for ATVs can help support the local economy.
That's what the pilot program is to prove. To PennDOT, to DCNR, to Harrisburg, that we can do this and bring in tourism and boost the sales of gas and food and hotel and campground stays in our region.
The pilot will reconvene in May of next year for a second round and will include a connector to the Tiadotten State Forest and the Haneyville ATV trail system in Lycoming and Clinton counties. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.